I would also point your attention at the other end of the disease. You know, what can we do for the patients early in the stage of myelofibrosis? The patients that maybe don't have a big symptom burden or splenomegaly. You know, there's no conclusive evidence for the benefit of ruxolitinib in a very early phase disease. Sure, we know the patients who've got symptom or spleen problems, it will address those for them, but is it going to alter the natural history of the disease? And I think interferon, I know this is an old drug and probably many people who might be watching or listening to this might think, oh my goodness, not another MPN doctor talking about interferon. But actually the novel data with pegylated interferon 2A or the pegylated interferon beta, so the RhoPeg interferon, it looks really interesting. That drug, when it was presented in the PROUD PV study by Heinz Gislinger and colleagues recently, so the tolerability is a major issue with interferon. That drug appeared to have less of the conventional tolerability issues like psychology, autoimmune issues, and it was also very infrequently dosed. So there are studies looking at early myelofibrosis with interferon that I think are of interest.